Duke Energy earned more than $600 million in its second quarter this year, 80% more money than last year. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports.
The earnings this time last year were relatively weak. Duke was right in the middle of the largest power company merger in U.S. history. Now the company is reaping the benefits, reporting lower costs for personnel, maintenance, and fuel due to the merger. But those weren't the main reasons for today's strong report, Chief Financial Officer Steve Young told analysts.
To date, we have benefited from revised rates in the regulated businesses, favorable weather.
Read a hot few months and a lot of air conditioning.
Solid growth in sales volumes, favorable impacts of tax rates.
Last year, Duke won approval for higher rates in a series of cases in front of the North Carolina Utilities Commission, among others. For the second straight quarter, those higher rates accounted for the largest share of growth in profits. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.